This is how you do.
Hey, you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, and we are
OSB.
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh, me Israelite, sir. Up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed.
Oh, me Israelite.
Wife and my kids, they up and I leave me. Darling, she said I was yours to receive.
Oh, me Israelite.
Shut them a tear up, chose his ago. Want to end up like Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, the Israelite.
After a storm, there must be a call. If you catch me in a farm, you sound your alarm.
Oh, the
What's up? You're listening to the Don Cheadle Flower Power Hour on WMFO in Medford. How are you guys doing tonight? We have back in the studio with us
Stephen Honig, repping Tilton.
You hear nothing?
Yeah.
We'll try this. Now do you hear anything? No, still not.
It's really loud in my ears, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let's try
this. Wait, speak into the mic.
Yo, yo.
No, you're not on. Why are you not on? That is mic 3.
It's mic 3.
Here, come over here and try mic 2. Try. No, I don't know why I can't hear you. That is very strange. Well, I hope you guys at home can hear Dylan, because Dylan's a good guy, and I would hate to have nobody be able to hear him. You guys just want to share a mic for tonight?
Yeah.
For a little while?
Cool with that.
Yeah, that's not too hard. Can you hear anything through your headphones?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I can hear you over...
over everything else. We were just having some technical difficulties tonight.
Power through.
Try those headphones. Sorry to all you listeners at home. I hope that you're enjoying these lovely chants.
Oh, that works.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Too
loud?
Is that mic 2? Switch it to mic 2.
Yeah, you found the volume for it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But I don't know why mic 2 and mic 3 aren't working. You know, sometimes stuff just goes like that. Hey, you got something for us?
Yeah, I'm deciding between 2 songs. I think I'm going to go with this one, though.
All right.
Can I hit it?
Yeah.
You got an
Oxford?
I'm right here. Is that cool?
Yeah, which one are you? Is that Ox 1 or 2?
Hey,
that's Ox 2. Let's see what comes on Ox 2. You can go whenever you like.
Love it.
Nothing.
So come on.
And we're back on here in the studio. So what was that song called?
That was Silhouettes by Colony House.
Yeah, I've actually never heard of Colony House.
Yeah, they're not too popular. Good band.
I mean, yeah, they should be popular. Who are they? Like, where are they from?
I actually don't know a lot about them. My roommate kind of showed me.
For sure.
Yeah, he's a big Colony House fan, so shout out to Pierce Devlin. Tilton 311, that's my boy right there. But he showed me Colony House. He made this playlist for me, and I've just been jamming out to them. Silhouettes and 220 is a good song. What's another good one? I don't know. They're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, honestly, that's like one of my favorite things about like being in college and like having a roommate and having like other friends that are just so into the same music as you. Like I've just like
Word.
Expanded my knowledge we have of music by so much. It's awesome.
We have definitely overlapping tastes. I mean, I'm doing the radio show with him.
Right. Yeah.
And
so
like, yeah, we're gonna
yeah,
talk
perfect.
About a lot of good stuff. So you guys should tune in.
That's perfect.
Word.
Hey, Dylan, you want to put in a song?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have one? Do you have one on you?
Yeah.
Do
you can go on. You can use my computer if you want to.
Ooh. Do you have premium?
I don't have premium.
Yeah, you don't.
Shoot.
Yeah. I don't either.
Word.
Does my phone
ain't trying to pay that.
No, nah, I'm not trying to pay that.
Word.
Or the other thing that we can do is I can show you guys how to use La Sistema.
All right, are we ready?
Okay. We are all ready. What do you want to give us a band first?
Lucas Graham.
Lucas Graham. It's awesome. I'm excited. Okay.
Word.
Excited.
It's playing.
You're right, it is playing.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger. Pushing each other to the limits, we were learning quicker. By 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me. Cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. Before the morning sun when life was lonely. Once I was 20 years old. Only see my goals, I don't believe in failure. Cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor. And if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. I was writing about everything I saw before. Songs have been sold. We've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm still learning about life. My woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy. Soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61. Remember life, and then your life becomes a better one. I made amends.
so happy when I wrote the letter once. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Once I was 7 years old, Mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Once I was 7 years old.
That was pretty dope.
Actually, I really like that song.
Yeah, that was quite enjoyable.
Oh. Sound. Sorry.
I dug that a lot.
Yeah.
Wait, what's that song called, actually?
7 Years.
7 Years.
It's the number one song right now. But I've never heard of the guy before.
Wait, by who?
Lucas Graham.
Lucas Graham. Number one song according to who?
Yeah.
iTunes.
Really?
Wow.
Yep.
That is...
When was it released?
I have no clue. I just heard it today.
Interesting.
That's kind of crazy.
Interesting.
Word.
Well, this is maybe not the number one song right now, but
love
like
the song.
Definitely like up there in terms of number one.
Definitely, if you're playing what I'm thinking you're playing, it's in my top five.
Yeah.
So this is huge, guys.
Yeah, this is actually a live recording.
So oh wow! Kind of this song makes me cry a lot too. So this will be good.
Yeah.
So
I can't wait.
The song we were talking about.
No, this one playing right now.
A black belt in karate, working for the city. She has to discipline her body, 'cause she knows that it's demanding to I know she can beat them. Oh, Yoshime, they don't believe me. But you wouldn't let those robots eat me, Yoshime. They don't believe me. But you evil nature robots, they're programmed to destroy us. She's gotta be strong to fight them. So she's taking lots of vitamins, 'cause she knows that tragic. Robots eat me, Yoshime.
Yoshime.
So sad.
All right. So for those of you who don't know, that's a song called Yoshime Battles
the evil robots
part one.
There too, but it's always been one of my favorite songs.
So yeah, so I think this is the story. I might be getting this completely wrong, but I'm pretty sure that they had a fan from Japan named Yoshime.
Okay.
And she would write these letters about how she was saving the world from evil robots and like a very creative soul and just like...
Sure.
And she just like wrote so many letters and they started like corresponding and, you know, they got really close with this one fan because she would just write all these letters and it was like a pretty crazy deal. And so they wrote the song about her, because she just clearly like lived in like a different reality, her own world.
Which is like the Flaming Lips.
Right.
It's like
exactly.
Kind of their selling point. They're
right.
Like their own.
Exactly. And that, and yeah. They totally connected on that level. And so I think that was the story that I heard.
That's which, a lot better than what I was thinking of.
Yeah. What were you thinking of?
I don't know. I just thought it was just like, no, I like that it's about that, because I thought it was like your generic kind of like not love song but like obvious adulation and appreciation for for someone
yeah.
or something that it sounds like is not like with him or is out of his grasp kind of
yeah.
thing, and like someone who also had like access to that fantasy world that he would create too,
because
I mean, if you see from his videos and just his songs and the nature of the lyrics, it's like definitely a weird psychoanalytic kind of crazy world. And I think that's the selling point of the Flaming Lips, is that they make you get like soft and gushy, but in a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also like, I don't know if it has this like this intended meaning, but I kind of take it to be like a note about a woman battling like against the patriarchy.
Yeah,
you know?
I was
like,
gonna say it's a feminist. Yeah, of
yeah,
course.
Absolutely. Because like Yoshimi Obvious. Battles the machines, like
right.
you know, these systematic oppressions. But it's like
yeah,
definitely a very interesting symbolic song, for sure.
I like recommended it to a friend.
Yeah,
who she was like, you know, struggling. This is like last year. She was just like struggling with all this like, you know, like college bullshit and parents and whatnot. And I was like, the song's like. To all those who have to go through those like trials and tribulations.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
an anthem.
Yeah, and it's such like a emotionally inspiring song, you know, just like
right.
Just those chords are just like will be forever ingrained in my mind.
Yeah.
You know. And especially on the studio recording, like that acoustic guitar,
oh,
just
word.
Like that strum pattern.
And just like the tremble in his voice.
It's beautiful.
It's
yeah.
sadly beautiful. It's
right.
It's weird,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, and it's like, it's almost like, it's like halfway between like he's straining to hit a note and he's like
trying not to.
Yeah, trying
try.
Not to. Try. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So yeah. It's just so interesting. Yeah, I've actually never heard that particular recording, but it really accentuates that.
Yeah,
I assume you have heard that recording.
I have. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I've only ever heard.
I feel like maybe we shouldn't play the next song we were considering playing then, because it's like. Just like too much of the same.
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe a little bit.
Shoot.
Dylan, do you have a song?
Yeah, Dylan. Let's...
I can get one, yeah.
Definitely.
I guess I
can play it.
I got the
song. Sorry, I almost slipped up there.
Yeah, I mean, I had an idea of a song that I was kind of thinking of, so
I did too.
I've got one.
Oh,
you do?
Here,
okay.
Let's plug you in, dude.
Alright.
Let's hear it.
You ready?
Awesome.
Yeah.
This
we
is
are
some
ready.
Panic.
Oh, word? All right, I like Panic.
Let's go.
Nice.
Oh, I know the song.
Do I look lonely? I see the shadows on my face. People have told me I don't look the same. Maybe I lost weight. I'm playing hooky with the best of the best. Put my heart on my chest.
chest so that you can see it too. I'm walking the long road, watching the sky fall. The lace in your dress tangles my neck. How do I? Table for two, and I just wanna be served. And when you think of me, am I the best you've ever had? Share one more drink with me, smile even though you're sad.
I think we're on.
Yo, yo.
I've taken over.
Yep. Dylan has taken over the Don big Cheadle. Boy, the big boy desk.
Feel powerful?
Oh, I feel more than powerful.
Word. Oh, yeah. God.
So, you wanna enter that song into the system, Dylan?
All right, this is... Oh, the song we just played.
The song we just played, yes.
Word. And what's the song?
Death of a Bachelor.
Death of a Bachelor.
Oh, right, by Panic.
By Panic.
I feel like Panic style has kind of changed in a not so great way over
really?
The years. Yeah, they've almost hit the Maroon 5 trend.
Well, there's only one left.
Starts off, well, yeah, but also it's just like, do you not like hear the kind of like poppier undertone to it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. But
I'm not saying it's bad per se. Like, I mean, Maroon 5 is
sounds
bad.
Like you are.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a little bias against because I know. I love the song "Lying." It's such a good song. Word. Are we?
I think you're up.
Here, you want to?
Am I up? Are we doing the?
Yeah. I think we should. All
right.
So Dylan, you're gonna hit aux one.
Oh wait, I'm putting. I can put. Oh, yeah, I'll put aux.
I think.
In.
Yeah.
Word, I see up. It.
Yeah.
There we go.
And then you're gonna raise that fader.
Yeah, hit that fader at zero.
Yeah, get it up there.
All right. Yo, this song is. The song's a funny one.
This song is so
great. Song's
a
funny one. The song means a lot, though.
Yeah.
So we're going to hit it in 3, 2.
I'm the enemy. Why you wanna go and do me like that? Come down on the street and dance with me. In the Cho-Cho sand, fall in love all over again.
Having a nice chat about soccer jerseys.
Yeah, big soccer fan over here. Yeah. Do you guys have a favorite soccer team?
Chelsea.
Oh, holy crap, Chelsea's my, like, I'm a diehard Chelsea fan. Like, I have posters all in my room. I have a flag. I have like 10 Chelsea jerseys.
This year's been hard for us.
It's okay. You that's part of being a true fan. You got to go through the bad years to celebrate the good ones. Although it's pretty especially bad because for those of you who don't know, Chelsea has spent more money than anyone on their lineup, and they were the defending champions of the Premier League last year, and now they're, I think, 10th or 11th in the table. They just had a tie.
They're struggling.
Yeah, they're struggling. It's weird because they like will dominate games but not finish, and it's part of being a soccer fan, though. You know,
these things happen.
That's so weird.
What's going wrong with them? Like. I don't know soccer at all, but like
everyone's.
Well, they fired their manager, who's a good manager, but they were struggling, and I think they're out of form. Soccer's kind of one of those sports where league's always changing. People are getting faster, stronger, mm-hmm. and the players are good and smart and skilled, but like the pace of the league isn't really matching their style of play, and so I think they need to make some defensive changes. But it's weird; it's kind of an anomaly. They're never a team that's out of the top four or five. You know, it's kind of like the few years that the Yankees will do bad and like not make the playoffs,
right?
Before they like spend a boatload of money on good players and then kind of just like win a chip,
right?
So yeah, fun team to watch though. Yeah, definitely good team.
I want to go to a game once.
Yeah, I've been to the Bridge a couple times.
I'm jealous.
I've been to Stamford Bridge. It's a crazy place. I learned more curse words in Stamford Bridge than I did anywhere else. Yeah, a lot of my bad vocabulary is a product of soccer games with old drunk English people. So
awesome. That's awesome.
Cool. What should we put on?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was gonna. Right, let's see. Sorry about this.
Oh,
guys.
Know what I was thinking?
What were you thinking? Do you want to hit the computer?
I was like, maybe feeling some strokes.
Oh, I was thinking about Kooks. Okay, all right, that's cool.
About the Kooks?
Yeah.
I saw the Kooks once. Wow, they were interesting.
This song has just been stuck in my head. I don't know if I played it last time, but this song is, for the past like month, has been stuck in my head, and it's a goodie. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Yeah. What's up?
We back. Oh. Sorry. Let's let that play. So we just listened to Sway, and quick word about that song. that's the best Kook song because it's just the fullest. Like when the chorus comes in, they're not super jam outy. They're kind of a little softy.
Yeah.
But that that chorus is the fullest chorus ever. They just kind of lose their stuff.
Yeah.
Word.
Why is this mic not working? That's so
weird. I can hear you now.
Yeah. No.
Oh, really? You can hear?
Yeah. Yeah, no, the mic's definitely working.
Really?
Yeah.
Or maybe just hold on.
Am I just wearing the wrong headphones though?
Word. Oh, it could be the head.
No.
No.
You sound good.
You sound good.
You sound beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, word. Thanks, guys.
That's why I'm here.
Word.
Yeah, I actually don't know if I can hear anything out of these headphones. I think that there's just nothing playing through them. Which is supremely strange. Oh. There we go.
Do we have any radio obligations to
I think we need a PSA.
We need a... Oh, yes!
Yeah.
Oh, the PSAs are fun.
Yeah.
Is this it?
I thought it was a burden the first time I read it, and then no. This time I kind
of...
No,
the PSAs are fantastic.
I'd
say we all do one.
We all do one. We all should do one. All right.
I'm going to open to a random...
You go. You go first.
Or yeah. Do you want to go first?
I'm going to see how fast I can say one.
Really?
So how fast you can say one?
Yeah.
Here, give me a voice or an accent.
All right. Let's...
Hey, Dylan. It's Tim.
Who's Tim?
Tim walks like this, talks like this, you know what I'm saying?
That's a challenge. Here, if you can hold that
you can
for the
do
whole
Tim
thing.
This one.
I'm just going to do it as,
fast,
as me.
Fast so. Tim.
Hey, mom, my name's Tim. Hey, y'all. This is about pedestrian safety. All right, you? All right? Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the road safe, all right? When you're driving, drive speeds, they see speeds, travel alert, and always scan the roads for the sidewalks and listen.
I have no clue what you're saying.
No, it's good. Keep it up, dude. Don't forget character. Come on.
Hey, man, it's the law. Don't stop. Don't stop for pedestrians.
you're like, it's like blending in and out of
I'm
like.
I'm messing it up.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that the drivers may not see you. Continue into traffic and always cross on the red light. And thank you from your friends at WMFO. That was a terrible PSA.
Next time. That's just a bad one. Although I like the Beatles.
I don't know why they're like saying to cross into the middle of the street, like in the middle of traffic.
Call in and tell Sam.
I opened to just such a good one.
617.
It's like short and sweet. It's one of those like terse, like it's not going to be that hard.
Yeah.
Terse.
All right. So.
I like that word.
It's not even grammatically correct. All right. I'm gonna do this one. Be a big brother's, big sister's volunteer and rediscover the kid in you. Being a big means simply sharing a little time with one great kid, just like someone once did for you. They match your hobbies, geography, interests, and personalities with those of a little brother or little sister, age 7 through 14. By the way, there were just like so many corrections in that thing. You can enjoy free tickets to pro sports and play ball, talk, or just hang out. You decide. You also get to be a kid again for a few hours a month. Everyone wants to be a kid again. So to learn more, please call 888-412-BIGS or
B-I-G-S,
visit us online at Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Big Brothers Big Sisters.
.org.
.com.org. .com/.
That was a PSA. Brought to you by WM.
By the way, the story behind the Tim voice was that one night last semester, it was a really late night. I hadn't slept in a couple days. I came in here and I was just like, I was real worked up, and like they told me to like make a weird voice and say a PSA, and like I like tried to do that and I like broke down and started crying like halfway through.
Oh god,
it was a weird experience.
That's a it makes for a good story though.
Yeah, and like everything was just kind of caving in around me. It was interesting.
Yeah.
Alright. We don't have to do the third. It's not good.
Oh.
Unless you want to hear it.
No, I mean, we don't have to. I mean, do we have an obligation to do a third?
By popular demand.
No, there's no obligation to do more than one, but, I mean, they're fun.
They can be fun. I feel like mine was kind of burdensome.
You know what else is fun?
Yeah, sometimes they're great. Sometimes you just gotta let them slide. By the way, hey, if anyone wants to call in, we're taking
We're taking all kinds of things. We're taking
do
phone
it.
Calls. We're taking
do
if you
it.
Can page us, please do.
Do it.
Send us a fax.
Fax us.
A telegram.
But we're only going to receive your phone calls. But please do the
sure.
other things. The number
snap
is...
Snap me. Maybe Snapchat.
Snapchat me.
Yeah.
At...
Just Snapchat me if you're my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have my kick.
Word.
I don't have a kick.
Nor do I.
The number is 617-627-3800.
You have to try and say it as fast as it is on those infomercials.
617-627-3800.
That's pretty good. That was it's like you practice solid. That. No? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Technically, you guys are supposed to repeat the 00 with me. So let's do that. 617-627-3800.
Oh, that was in sync. All right. I got a banger for you guys. Do I have your permission to play this?
Yes, you may bang it.
Cool.
That's how the random records work.
Do you want to turn it down? Yeah, let me, it's pretty bad.
This yeah, just a little, just a little trumpet in the
that's
background.
That's good. A little, soothing trumpet.
Yeah.
Word. So you busted those headphones.
Yeah, I... Yeah,
he sat... I accidentally put the headphones on the seat.
And I just totally did not see them.
Yeah, he...
So what's the procedures on that?
Probably email anybody, like, higher up. Just like... You know, like go to the Thames website and just like contact info, like email somebody and they'll get it to the right person.
Word.
But that is a shame because
why don't you hand me the computer actually?
Yeah.
I'll pick out a goodie for
out here. Oh no, I can't hear you. Okay,
all right, I'm definitely gonna change it. Let's see. What are you guys feeling? What genre of music are you,
Something to wake me back up.
All right.
We've only got about one song left.
This is off. This is a good song.
Yeah. Artist?
This is by the Arctic Monkeys.
Okay.
This is the best song they've written, in my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, it's off their first album.
Let's hear it.
I'm not going to tell you what song it is.
Yeah.
So,
hold on. You know how to, yeah. Aux.
Definitely going to. All right, enjoy, guys.
Now put on the fader. Turn the fader up. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.